We'll now move on to House Bill 1004, which was held over from the last meeting when there was a special ad hoc committee met to reconcile the differences or problems with the bill. Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Chairman and committee. We now have an amendment, and we did pass it out. Has everybody got their copy? Okay, good. We spent numerous hours last night amongst other studying this. This came from the interim judiciary committee during the summer, and we thought we had thoroughly investigated it. But thanks to Representative Van Norman and McCauley, I think we now have a very good bill. I'd like to go through it with you if I can. If you look at the old bill, we deleted the previous adopted amendment that came from Dallas Johnson, and I don't know if any of you kept that, but that was the one I brought to you the last time, and amended it with the new one that you now have. And on page 1, line 5, we'll start there. We deleted everything after convicted of and inserted committing, attempting to commit, or conspiring to commit murder, manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, riot, robbery, burglary. And basically what we did is, as Representative Van Norman asked us to do, we listed the actual crimes that would be involved in this bill. And then we deleted about the rest of everything else. So, any questions?
I would, just as long as you're up there, as long sure. as you asked, in section 2, could you explain on the amendment?
Okay. The school districts, if they take federal money right now, every district that takes federal dollars has to go by FERPA, which is your Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. So all we did is attach that on there so that it's understood that FERPA is involved.
Okay, thank you. I would hold up additional questions. Any proponents at this time on House Bill 1004? We've already had testimony on the bill and proponents. Ms. Johnson from the administrators lobbyist says yes. They're in favor of the bill. Mr. Eng from the Associated School Board says yes. Any opponents to the version 1004 at this time? Seeing none. Questions of the committee? Seeing none. Close the committee action. Chair is open to motions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Davis.
I move to pass. Oh, you have to pass the amendment.
Okay. Amendment 1004CB is moved by Representative Davis. Second by Representative Bartling. Comments on that motion to amend? Representative McCauley.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The subcommittee met last night and discussed this, and just briefly thank Representative McCoy for speaking to the amendment. We had three issues at the close of the last committee meeting here relating to what crimes were included, to whom the information could be disclosed, and finally, was it applied to public or non-public schools. And I think we've addressed all three of those issues satisfactorily, so I would urge your approval of this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none. The question for the committee then is the motion to amend 1004CB. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1004 is so amended. Further remarks?
Chair.
Representative McCauley.
Mr. Chairman, I would move due pass on House Bill 1004 as amended.
Second by Representative Wick, moved by Representative McCauley. Comments on that motion? Seeing Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I still have a question, and I know we're out of the question or the action part of it. When we talk commits, we're talking adjudicated here, not charged, right? And the other thing, and this was brought up before, and I'm not sure if this is really what we want to do. In other words, is it necessary? And if you recall, well, why do schools need to know all this, etc., that they can help that student out, get more counseling, etc., like that. Is this then going to bring in more counselors where we're cutting these people now, etc.? Why is the need to know unless we're going to follow up on some of this? So this is a big question here, the importance of the school. So an administrator knows that. Who's he going to share this with? And said, this was all brought up before. So I have some problem whether it's really needed legislation. Much of this is already covered in statute. So I'm reluctant to vote favorably on this.
Further remarks? I would just like to thank the subcommittee, Reps. McCauley, Van Norman, and McCoy. The work that you put into this, I think this is a much better version than what we had, notwithstanding the comments of Representative Koistra. Representative Van Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee did review this and looked at the statutes, and the statutes that currently exist do not cover these types of offenses, so it is not reported. These levels of offenses are much more serious of a felony nature, and the need to know was limited to only those set forth who could be identified in the federal regulations, which all the boards now operate under because it's an attachment to their federal funds. So therefore, this information will be limited, and it is a safety issue. And so with respect to confidentiality, we feel for the safety of everybody in the school, it's necessary. And we have drawn it as narrowly as we could by identifying just those statutes which were not covered before, and this information did not go before. It was discretionary, even with some of the offenses that already could be reported by law enforcement authorities to the school. It's discretionary. They do not have to be reported, and many probably are not. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Davis.
Mr. Chairman, I think this bill is very important in looking at the safety factor in schools these days. Some of the tragedies would not have happened in the United States had the schools been more aware of the problems or the things that were going on in these children's lives. And I really truly think that we have to do everything we can in our power to make our schools safe for not only our children but the staff who work there. So I support this bill.
Further remarks? Representative McCoy.
I do have a title amendment, too, so.
When and if we need that,
that's
we can
right,
offer that.
When we get that.
Further remarks? Hearing none. Then the question before the committee is the do pass as amended motion. Those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Bartley, aye. Bogalka?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Ronald?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Jerky?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Aye. McCoy?
Aye.
Winrow?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Herring?
Aye. Motion carries 14-0. The title amendment would be in order.
We want to say an act to provide.
15-0.
All right. We want to put may instead of, an act to provide notice. I'm trying to think how we had that worded, Matt.
Do we have a...
We have a may, anyhow. Maybe Claire had that.
I'll have the committee of the ideas for a second.
Okay.
The... Representative McCauley, did you have a... Somebody said, Mr. Chairman, is that you?
Yeah. That's it.
The chairman would offer perhaps that after commits puts certain crimes and delete of violence, just commits certain crimes. Representative McCauley. Okay, an act to require notice. For those in the audience on the internet, this is the term making sausage comes into play here. So, an act to require schools, an act to require notice to schools if a student commits certain crimes. Is there a second?
Second.
comments on that title amendment, Representative Monroe?
Committing usually a lot of times isn't convicting, so you might want to think about that too.
Further remarks? Hearing none, those in favor of the title amendment will say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Title amendment so amended.